السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to our program titled Labbaik Ya Hussein. First of all, I wish to express my condolence on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein. As-salamu ala al-Hussein, wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein, wa ala awlad al-Hussein, wa ala ashab al-Hussein. Okay, again today, I'm more than honored to host Dr. Fani, a very respectable expert in Islamic studies, and I learned lots of things from him within our previous sessions. So thank you very much to be here and for accepting our invitation.
Thank you, and you're welcome. It is my honor to be here.
That is kind of you. So, sir, we are going to travel to Iraq very soon and explore and discover some facts there, you know, as firsthand, visit different places together. But okay, before getting to that, as we know and our listeners know, Imam al-Hussein had sincere and faithful disciples or followers, and perhaps the most prominent of them all is Hazrat Abbas, and what is very famous about him is his politeness. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about all these things and his significance.
Of course. I want to shortly state a part of the ziyarah of Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas.
Okay.
You know, Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas was brother of Imam Hussein, but from a different mother.
Right.
Umm al-Banin was his mother. He was so great that one of our scholars was in a speech was saying, if we were supposed to have 13 imams instead of 12 imams, Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas was one of the best candidates to be the imam.
Definitely.
That was his position. And it is narrated that Hazrat Abbas was so polite in the whole events of Ashura that always when he was going to call Imam Hussein, he was calling him, O Sayyidi, means, O my lord, O my master. He was so humble. And it is also showing how he was knowledgeable about the position of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was calling him Sayyidi, O my lord. But when Abul Fazl al-Abbas was murdered, Imam Hussein called him brother. And then he said, O Akha Adrik Akha,
right.
O brother, now come and get your brother. So he was upgraded. Instead of saying to Imam Hussein, oh, said, he was saying, oh, my brother, come and get me. It shows how close these two brothers were. And, well, in this ziyarah of Hazrat Abbas, which is narrated to us by the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far and As-Sadiq alayhi salam, it also shows what is his position and what he did in Karbala. It starts with this, Salamullah wa salamu malaikatihi al-mugarrabin wa anbiya'ihi al-mursaleen wa ibadihi al-saliheen. We want to say salam, but we don't say salam on our behalf. We say Salamullah. The salam which is coming from God.
The salutation of the Lord.
Right. Wa salamu malaikatihi al-mugarrabin. The salute coming from those close angels of God, wa anbiya'il mursaleen, the salute coming from all the prophets, the messengers of God, wa ibadihi salihin, the high level obedient of God, wa jami'i shuhada'i was-salihin, is salam and salute from all those martyred, all those righteous people, wa zakiyatu tayyibat, all who were purified and who were clean, fima taqtadi wa taruh, with whatever happens in the morning and night, means from daytime and nighttime, alaik yabna amir al-mu'minin, all these salute be upon you, O son of the leader of pious,
Amir al-mu'minin.
It is great to be son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of believers. Now, what are the features of Hazrat Abbas? We say, Ashhadu laka, I bear witness that you were this. Ashhadu laka bit taslim, wat tasdiq, wal wafa, wal nasiha, li khalaf al-Nabi. I bear witness that you were submitted wholeheartedly, and you were approving, and you were loyal, and you had goodwill, all the goodwill that you could have for Imam Hussein, the Khalif al-Nabi, the one who was Khalifa of Nabi. Right. The successor of the Prophet was first Imam Ali, then Imam Hassan, then Imam Hussein. And when the time, the Imam of Zaman of that time was Imam Hussein.
Right.
And we say, we bear witness that you were 100% for Khalifa to Rasulullah, who was Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The blessing of God upon the Rasul and his progeny, Al-Mursal, who is the messenger of God. And then we say, وَالسِّبْتِ الْمُنْتَجَبْ وَالدَّلِيلِ الْعَالَمِ, you were company of that leader who was chosen, the leader who was knowledgeable and giving guide to the people. والوسي المبلغ والمظلوم المحتزم, you were supporting to the one who was the one who is taking the legacy of the Prophet, the one who was the heir of the Prophet, which means Imam Hussein alayhi salam, wal mazloom al muhtazam, that beloved Imam who was so oppressed based on the injustices of those right. criminals. Now we say, fajazakallah an rasuli, O Hazrat Abbas, we ask God to reward you on behalf of the Prophet because you helped his grandson. وَأَنْ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, you be rewarded on behalf of Amir al-Mu'mineen because Hussein was son of Ali. وَأَنِ الْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ, also we ask God to reward you on behalf of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein to you. صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, the blessing of God to be upon them. أَفْضَلَ الْجَزَاءُ بِمَا صَبَرْتَ وَاحْتَسَبْتَ وَأَعَنْتَ, give you the best reward because of what you were sabarta, you were patient. Right. You know how Hazrat Abbas was patient. It was difficult time when he didn't have any hand. His hand were cut off.
In the battlefield.
And he was trying to carry a small amount of water for the kids. That water container was damaged. All of his hopes was drained. And they hit him with arrows in his eyes. Right. Still he was saying, my leader is Imam Hussein. Amiri Hussein, my leader is Imam.
So what happened at the end of his life when they murdered him so brutally? He said, Ya akha, adrik akhaak. So now he says, oh brother. So what happens here?
If you allow me, I was going to say one statement which is very famous. Abul Fazl at that time was shouting this, Wallahi in qata'tumu yamini, I swear to God, even if you have cut my hands, my right hand, inni uhami abadan andini, I'll always support my religion, my belief, the deen of Rasulullah. Wa an imamin sadiq al-yaqini, I support the imam, the divine leader God has assigned for us, with a true and 100% belief, sadiq al-yaqini, najl al-nabiy al-mustafa al-amini, this imam, which was Imam Hussein, who is the grandchild of our beloved prophet, who was Amin, who was trustworthy, and who was great. So Hazrat Abul Fazl alayhi salam did the highest sacrifice. Here we say, give you the best reward because of your sabarta wa ihtasabta. Means whatever you went through by patience and all the heavy situation you went through, wa anta, and you helped Imam Hussein. You right. never gave up. As answering your question, he was, his hand was cut, his eyes was arrowed on that. And when he fell down from his horse, he didn't have any hand to put on the earth, on the soul, right. to calm down. And those criminals, they came and put his body into pieces. That's why they said when Imam Hussein came nearby Abul Fazl Abbas, he took his body, who was in, his body was in pieces. He took one part and he was kissing. He took another part and he was kissing.
Right.
And these parts were hands of Abbas, were feet of Abbas, were different body parts of Abbas. Imam Hussein was gathering them and taking them back, back to where his family were gathered in those khayme or port that they were all gathered. And in, before that, that was the moment when Hazrat Abbas found himself close to martyrdom, and he asked his brother, "Oh, Akha Adrik, Akha, oh brother, come and help me and take me."
Thank you. That was the peak, I think, the life of Hazrat Abbas.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it and I really gained some very valuable information. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope we learn from these lessons in our daily life to follow the right path and to be ready for sacrifice wholeheartedly. And inshallah, to be among the muhab and friends of Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas.
Inshallah. So, dear listeners, that was an interview and a discussion with Dr. Fani about the role of his sincere and faithful disciples. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Voices are up from my heart, from my heart, these words are coming.